Guy Sebastian's new one there was Sam Fisher. That is called Antidote. Brand new to 92.9. If you like it, you can vote for it now in our Trending 4 at 4. Back again from 4 o'clock this afternoon with Ames. 11 past 7. If you love your tractors, I know plenty of people out there do around the region. Today's the last day that you can apply for John Deere's first ever Chief Tractor Officer. Not only will you have one of the greatest job titles in the world, but you'll also have to create face-melting social media content. That's their words. I didn't make that up. Face-melting social media content. I think you've lost me on that one. Hey, if you've never seen Star Wars and you want to earn yourself $1,000, and you got a bit of time to watch all 9 movies, the financial advice website Finance Buzz wants to celebrate the upcoming Star Wars Day, May 4, as in, you know, May the Force be with you. It's, yeah, very funny. By hiring someone to review every Star Wars film in the Skywalker saga. That's the original 3 films, the prequels, and the 3 surrounding Daisy Ridley's character, Rey. The website says we'll use our Wookiee Rookies analysis for an upcoming story, whatever that means. So if you've never, ever seen a Star Wars film, and you've got a spare, probably, I don't know, 20, about roughly sort of 20 hours up your sleeve, and you want to earn $1,000, you can do the maths as to what the hourly rate is on that one. I can't be bothered. Then knock yourself out. And of course, the Forum 6 Cinema here is celebrating Star Wars Day by airing all the Star Wars films. Well, the six main ones anyway, this upcoming weekend. May 4, 4, 5, and 6 will be on the big screen. And then on May 5, this Sunday, 1, 2, and 3. If you're wondering why they're aired in that order, well, you can Google it yourself. I'm not going to waste my time explaining that one to you. 13 past 7 at 92.9. U2 now. And beautiful day at Tamworth's number 1. Your heart is a blue. That's because I used to be. 7:26 at 92.9. That is Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young. JB here this morning for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Center on Gunning New Road. And to give us a bit of an update about the grounding yesterday of Bonza Airlines, member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson, joins me this morning. How are you, Kev?
Morning, JB. I'm well. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, very well. A bit of a disappointing day yesterday with the grounding of Bonza Airlines, surprising a lot of passengers yesterday morning. Do you have a bit of an update on the latest on that?
Yeah, mate, we do. This was a major blow for Tamworth, a major blow and a kick in the guts for people that have pre-booked their tickets to travel on Bonza, which is the Melbourne to Tamworth route. So these passengers have left stranded, and the fact that they've already paid their money too, they're suffering, they're doing it tough. And we want the airline, we need the airline to refund all airfares that people have paid in advance, and they need that money back.
What are Qantas and Virgin doing to assist some of those stranded passengers, Kev?
So Virgin and Qantas have offered to provide complimentary flights for passengers that are stranded, particularly in Melbourne, or we could even have passengers that are stranded in Tamworth that have come up from Melbourne. We need to make sure that the airlines do the very best they can to look after them. They can contact Qantas on 131313 or Jetstar 131538 or Virgin 136789. Now, the other interesting point to all of this, JB, the federal government has set up a hotline for affected passengers as well, and I'll give you that number. It's 1-800-069-244.
Yeah, of course, it was a little confusing, as it often is, you know, when you get an airline of this size suddenly ground itself, because as you mentioned, there are some passengers potentially that are stranded up here trying to get back to Melbourne, but even some that ended up making their way from Melbourne to Sydney are now stuck in Sydney or even Newcastle as well, or some that have, you know, booked their flights already, paid tickets with another carrier as well before Virgin or Qantas offered the free assistance as well as part of all the moving parts yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a terrible day, a major blow for a lot of people whose travel plans were just suddenly thrown up in the air, going, well, what do we do now? We've paid our money. We've got a connecting flight from A to B, but we can't get from C to D. So this is all of the challenges that over the next couple of days people are going to need to work out. It's a huge blow for people. So we encourage them, I think, in the first instance to ring the federal government hotline, again, 1-800-069-244, and those options there for Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin as well. But, you know, this is something that Tamworth really needs. We need that competition, JB, on that sector. One, it provides opportunities. And two, you know, if we don't have that continuity of flights from Sydney to Melbourne, Sydney to Tamworth, and all over the, like, we've also got Brisbane as well. We need competition on those flights out of Tamworth because it brings down prices and improves service. And if you don't have that, it provides great uncertainty for people going, well, will I book a flight? I don't know if I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get back. So it's just, you know, it's just a real problem.
Yeah, where does that lead the Tamworth Airport? Would this potentially leave an opening for hopefully another carrier to pick up that route somewhere along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this does provide an opportunity now. We need to look at, if Bonza does not return, we need to look at an option to fill that spot. So it could be an opportunity for others to start flying to and from Tamworth. So the next 24, 48 hours to see whether Bonza is going to return to the skies over Tamworth. If not, then we need to move quickly to look at what can we do to ensure that Tamworth does not miss out on those opportunities, because, you know, there's the business travellers, there's the leisure travellers, there's others that need to move around. And I think the fact that Dubbo has four flights a week to Melbourne on a much smaller aircraft, but the options are there. So we need to keep our eyes wide open in terms of what opportunities are available if Bonza does not return to Tamworth.
It's something that Tamworth's always had so much potential for, is more flight destinations. You look at any other regional city of comparative size to Tamworth, Dubbo being the point that you just mentioned then, and, you know, you see that they've got usually two carriers flying to Sydney, maybe one going to Brisbane, one to Melbourne, and then you look at Tamworth Airport and we've really got Qantas flying from Sydney to Tamworth to Sydney, and then we've currently got Link Airways doing to Brisbane, and we did have Bonza, now that's gone. There's so much potential there to try and get some more carriers interested in Tamworth, so look, fingers crossed someone else picks up another, or at least the Melbourne flight, if not maybe another one down to Sydney, to try and keep it a little bit more competitive as well.
Absolutely, JB, you're spot on. We've got plenty of opportunities here, so we need to strike while the iron's hot. The next 24 to 48 hours will be critical. We need to be ready to go, and I've been speaking with Billy Gleeson-Barker from Tamworth Airport, who's been talking to council, saying, well, we need to keep our options open and be ready to go, because we need competition on the Tamworth flights, because it brings down prices and improves services. And if you don't have competition, then you've got a monopoly, and then that is not good for us. So what we need to do is to continue to look at those opportunities, because I think it's going to have a real impact on our growth. Mm. Easy travel to and from Tamworth makes us a much more attractive destination. Otherwise, businesses look elsewhere to invest. So, you know, first and foremost, we need those passengers that are left stranded and that are left out of pocket. They need their money back, and they need to ring the federal government hotline to see what assistance is available. Also, for those stranded passengers as well, they need to see how they can get home and do it safely.
Hey, Kev, thank you so much for the update this morning. Cheers, and we'll chat again soon. Thank you so much.
Good on you, JB. We'll talk to you soon, mate.
Coming up in the regional news, following yesterday's cancellation of all of its flights, Bonza Airlines has now gone into voluntary administration, and the federal government is doing all it can to help stranded travellers. Six people have thrown their hats into the ring to stand for pre-selection on Saturday for the Northern Tablelands seat that will be vacated by Adam Marshall on May 13. And the Salvation Army is calling for volunteers to help with this month's Red Shield appeal.
Hey, I'm curious this morning, what have you lost? What's the most expensive thing you've lost? How much was it? Be honest with me now. How did you lose it? What dumb thing were you doing? And more so, I was probably casting a too wide a net with what's the most expensive thing you've lost, because pretty much on our socials, 929 Tamworth on Facebook and Instagram, it's all engagement rings and wedding rings, much to the glee of local jewelers, I'm sure. Fiona had a $2,000 ring come off her finger while she was on the River Murray. She had her ski gloves on. It must have slid off when she took the gloves off. Lots of people losing their rings at the beach as well. Ellie said her daughter lost her engagement ring and it's never been found since. Also, Nicole, she lost her engagement ring, realized when she was leaving work that it wasn't on her finger. However, strangely enough, Nicole didn't give us any more details how this happened, but she ended up finding it in the kitchen bin on bin night. Okay, cool. And then Jacinta, just to break up all the lost wedding and engagement rings around the place, Jacinta accidentally threw an envelope with $500 cash in the bin. Realized well after it had gone to the tip, of course, which is always the way. Jacinta, $500 cash in the bin. I think after that one, I think you're more than allowed to pick up all the $1 coins that you find lying around Peel Street after that one, because that is certainly karma somewhat repaying you, hopefully. Love to know the most expensive thing you've accidentally lost. What was it? How much? Did you end up finding the item? 676-229 time. Make it on air. Go on the draw for our K's Friday meet tray as well at 92.9. Tamworth's number one, 92.9. JB here this morning for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre. Chatting about the most expensive thing you've ever lost, how you lost it, and whether you ever found it again, just to break up the wedding rings and engagement rings that have gone walkabout. Mel lost a car key, $600 for a brand new one. Look, some parental advice here, some unsolicited parental advice. Don't give your car keys to keep the two-year-old entertained, because that is how Mel lost the car key, and that is very, very, very expensive. $600 to get a brand new one. Mel, I hear your pain. An old DJ friend of mine, working in radio, we move everywhere. He had a massive, being a private DJ, but also working in radio, we always get free CDs all the time, or we used to anyway. And he had a massive CD collection. When he was moving over to WA, he boxed them all up and posted them to his brand new address. And of course, when he's made it over there to WA, lo and behold, one box of CDs out of about 400 boxes has landed there. He's contacted Australia Post, he's contacted the courier companies, and they are gone. Stupidly, the guy didn't insure him, and still to this day, he wells up. Like, this is a 45-year-old man, and the only time I've ever seen him cry is literally when we brought up the tale of him and the missing boxes of CDs, the whole collection, thousands of CDs and vinyls, still 10, 15 years on, missing in action, never found him. And what makes the story even sadder is the one or two boxes of CDs that did turn up, that were full of a whole bunch of Nikki Webster promotional CDs. I mean, no one needs that.
Did you know that 1 in 3 Australians will need blood or plasma?
Love it, Amy Shark there. Beautiful eyes here at 92.9. 8:42, speaking of sport again, tomorrow, retired sports star we're looking for, who plays in a team sport, not an individual sport, and isn't a league player either. Good luck tomorrow. Tell me who you think this is.
So, a lot of kicks in the teeth.
And $250 to spend at Sports Power and Toy World at the Atrium. Good luck. When have you lost something really expensive? How much was it worth? And how did you lose it? Be honest with us. 676-2299. This came about because of Ames. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm the inspiration for this.
Yeah.
Typical. What did you do?
So I took off my engagement and wedding rings clean the kitchen.
Oh,
and I finished cleaning the kitchen. And then I've gone to put them back on because I was in love with my engagement ring at the time. Still love it, obviously.
Preface
that. Anyways.
Hey, Jade. Good morning. Hope you're all right.
He's actually in the car right now.
Yeah.
So I've got to put it back on and it's missing.
Oh, it's gone.
Yes. It nearly went to the tip. I nearly sent $6,000 to the tip.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it was in the black trash bag out the front because we lived on a farm at the time to go to the tip.
So what? Do you reckon you swept? I reckon you swept it into the bin.
Yeah, I've actually.
Yeah,
I've
in your haste
cleaning.
Of cleanliness.
Yeah.
Gone skin. Did you have Ali at the time?
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say you'll probably.
That's why I don't have it on now. I had Ali, and then my fingers got fat.
Oh, okay.
And then I was hoping I'd lose the weight, but I haven't. So I guess I should probably get it resized.
Resize.
Yeah.
Hey Jade, if you're listening, that sounds expensive. You enjoy that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon you swept it into the bin.
Yeah, I've just...
Detective JB on the case.
Yeah, I reckon that's what's happened. So I nearly sent $6,000 to the tip.
It makes you feel any better. Literally everyone's lost...
engagement rings.
Engagement rings, pretty much.
I was reading them this morning.
Yeah, they're just pretty much all engagement rings and all wedding rings that people have lost along the way. Which makes sense because, A, they are usually like one of the most expensive purchases you ever make.
Yeah.
And then because they are on your finger, it's so... Well, yeah.
Hey, can't lose a house.
Yeah, anyone out there lost a house? Please let me know. 676-2299. Let me know. Maybe the world's worst real estate agent out there has maybe lost a house along the way.
Actually,
I don't know.
There was that real estate agent a couple of months ago. A couple of weeks ago that burnt down the house.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I get some wacky news stories sent to my emails, but I must have missed that one.
It was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a tenant. It was rented as well. So.
Oh, no. Were they there doing an inspection or something, were they?
Yeah,
they were rearranging furniture to get ready for an inspection, I think.
To sell it.
Yeah. You know how like they
they do the model. Yeah, staging. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she was staging the home and then she pushed something up against a lamp.
Like, yeah.
Or a heater?
Yeah.
No.
And it caught a light and yeah,
burnt down.
House cooked literally.
Literally, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, lots of missing wedding rings and engagement rings. I think someone actually swept theirs into the bin as well, just like
what
you've done.
What we get for getting into that angry cleaning mode. That's what it would have been.
Cleaning aggression.
Yeah.
If you've lost something really expensive, 676-2299-929 Tamworth on the socials. More of your stories next here at 92.9. 11 to 9 with Matchbox 20 and Push here at 92.9. 31 years old we are today, by the way. May 1, 1993.
Hey, we need cake.
Oh, yeah, more cake.
Actually, yes.
Of course.
That is at the door. Cake, Ellie.
We need to get cake again.
And all why the cake. Stop there? Let's get pizza. Let's put up some streamers.
Sure.
Let's just have a party.
Let's do it all.
Let's go home.
Pop some bubbles.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, I was going to say
my
water
show could be interesting this afternoon.
Yeah, our water cooler is empty now, and I've been saying we should just put cocktails in there.
Like margaritas.
Going forwards.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Where were you for our 30th last year?
Probably celebrating my birthday, which is in a week.
Okay, fair enough.
As soon as May starts for me, it's just all about me.
It's meals.
Okay.
As opposed to the rest of the year.
Meals day. Like instead of May Day, meals day.
Yeah. It's going to be May right now.
It's going to be meals.
Always.
Not sure if whether I should go to an ad break right now so we can just recompose ourselves or... Ames apparently has another expensive lost story for us.
I do.
Yes.
Last year when we were moving, my husband lost the keys to my little green car.
Oh, okay.
And because that car's like 14 years old now, we don't have the spare key anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Of course.
Good one.
I was about to say, you know, if the car's that old... Security's pretty lax on them, I imagine. You know what you can use? The oil from the dipstick. The dipstick. Yeah, I had a caller yesterday. She had a stolen car years ago in the 90s. What? Probably when we were just going on air, I imagine. and they had stolen the car by jump starting it using the dipstick.
Oh. Wow.
So they took the dipstick out of the oil thingamajiggy. And not only that, but they'd also managed to pick the lock on the club lock. This is an amazing 90s story, this one.
Wow.
You know, the club locks? Yeah, managed to pick it, get the club lock off, throw that in the back seat, and then actually jumpstart the car using the dipstick from the oil.
Wow, okay.
Wow. No, so, the Mazda's 2008.
Oh, okay, so slightly better security. Okay,
slightly
fair
better.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It has a computer in it, that
yeah,
kind of
okay,
thing.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Anyway, so
yeah.
My... because
you told me
future...
that before instead of wasting 50 seconds of that exciting dipstick
years
story.
Old.
Well,
it's
I'm
bounce, mate.
True, I missed that part.
Very informative, though, JB. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we... this is literally before, right before we had to hand the keys in. We had to leave the car there.
No.
So we could...
oh, no.
We found... it was $600 for a new key.
What? For a 14-year-old
yeah,
car?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but we ended up getting it towed. We got a tow
yeah,
truck.
Yeah.
Took it to my parents' house in Boggabri.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, guess who found the keys in a box?
You
with
did.
My makeup.
You did.
Yes.
The original
key.
Look, Detective.
I don't know how it got packed in with my makeup.
Say,
I did not put it there.
Yeah.
Detective JB could solve this last case about the case of the wedding ring in the bin, but I can't solve case two of the key in the makeup box.
I can.
Sorry, I'm out. Oh,
I can.
Detective Mills,
it's
over to you.
Packed by a man. Just chuck it all in a box. It doesn't matter if it's sorted.
That's exactly how we packed.
See,
too.
There you go. Mills
he's
on
definitely
it.
Listening now. He's taking Ali to school right now.